So walk me through, like, you have typical meetings once a week.
Yeah, this is, on every Thursday at 11 a.m. we have a weekly meeting where we do, first of all, the status, you know, what's going on right now, what are the issues, and how we're doing on progress. So we always start off doing the status, and this is exactly, we started the meeting like that, you know, just like every week we do the status first, and then everyone, you know, essentially gets in the same routine as usual. So I think it was around 30 or 35 minutes into the meeting that Anson and I kind of like, you know, said, okay,
we're done, status. Yeah.
Okay. We're done with status now, but now there's some new issue has come up.
And I think you actually called me into the meeting.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So I get a call. You know, hey, you know, we've been talking about this thing that came up. You know, would you come to the meeting and you'd bring your documentation?
Yeah. So you're in straight face.
Yeah. Right. Straight face, walking to the meeting.
I'm actually pretty amazed. Like, you just walked in the meeting. And like, you know, as if it was the real deal. So.
Yeah. And out specs, and of course, you know, once I get over just my, you know, original thing, which is basically, you know, hey, we had this review. You know, we went really well, but, you know, we had some pretty strong feedback that a lot of people have been talking about, you know, having, you know, support for the web, and, you know, it's first-class citizen, we need to support it.
Sure, sure.
And, you know, after we gave that...
Where they, like, drop jaws, like, oh my god, there goes my weekend.
There was literally, like, I don't know, 30, 40 seconds of pure silence. Everybody just kind of stood there. Nobody knew what to say. It was really, really funny. And, like, then people got down into some more serious actual discussion, like, well, okay, you know, we have the feedback from upper management. Let's talk about how we can go about supporting this.
Right,
let's read through
the
specs. So the people started reading through what I've been down. It was a good while.
And then at the same time, there were some people who were like sending, you know, high priority emails to their managers.
Oh, yeah.
Saying, oh, what's
what the hell are we doing? Like, this is going to impact everything we do.
Potentially an unintended consequence that later in the day get mails from some of the upper level management. Like, I saw this spec and like, I don't know, you know, we have time commitments and not sure this is our schedule. But it was pretty, I don't know, how long do you think it took before people actually started to,
I think we actually have to tell them, right?
Yeah, I think they didn't
know. Oh, wow. So what did they do, like, throw you guys?
You know, maybe, you know, this is originally 30 seconds of silence when we originally told them, and then, like, probably after we told them this was a joke. There was probably another 30 seconds of silence where they tried to decide whether it was funny or whether it was just, you know, a mean prank. But we got a lot of enjoyment out of it.
Oh, yeah. It was fantastic. And I think at the end, though, everyone agreed that it was one of the best April Fool's jokes we had.
Yeah. It certainly is unique to Microsoft, and, you know, especially if you guys got a lot of emails, you know, sending bang mails to managers saying, or urgent mails. So, very cool stuff. Any other things you all want to talk about?
Yeah, I think that's
okay.
It. So.
Well, great. Thanks. And we should be up soon.
Actually, I have one question. Let me cut this if you don't want. Don't you have a very special license plate?
I do, actually. How do you know? It's my prized possession.
Is it runtime?
Yeah, it's runtime. So the story behind that is that when I first moved to US from Australia, I've always wanted this license plate called Runtime in Australia. But personalized license plates in Australia are extremely expensive. Like, they asked for like $1,500 or something like that.
And oh, really?
When I came to US, it was like, I checked on the web and it was like $25 or $30. And I'm like, woohoo, I'm in.
Yeah, is this before the runtime? Because, like, how long ago was this? 6 years? Like, were you the premonition? Like,
this was actually back in 1997 when, you know, the word runtime kind of like.
Didn't mean.
Yeah,
so now you get a bunch of CLR guys honking at you.
Exactly. So it's pretty cool. Like, I literally got it the second month that I got into US. So.
Cool.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks for mentioning that.
Thank you.
Thanks.